This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you can, humor me for just maybe a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes. We'll see how long we can go with this. And then we'll get this thing rocking today. I'm sad. I'm mad today. But somehow I'm also encouraged. We are all Americans, and at the moment, we can't tell who our enemies and who our allies are. And I'm not much for political rhetoric or impassioned speeches of patriotism. I don't have much more to give than my own background, education, and experiences, but what I see right now is what I thought we had become as a progressed form of people. It's not it. That's why at the moment I'm mad. I'm mad at myself for being naive, for being ignorant to thinking the idea of we are all Americans means that we get to live harmoniously. I didn't have to deal with busing, in-school riots, the unrestrained racism my parents told me they saw when they were growing up. I never went to a school that wasn't eclectic. My experience was different, I guess. The reason I believed it wasn't there was because I thought we had grown and progressed because of what my parents and generations before us went through. Because of what so many others had to suffer through. And I was wrong. And I am wrong. And I'm mad today. I'm sad today because the voice that is supposed to speak for us is disconnected. The virtue that is supposed to be the united parts of these states is not merely being tested, but being divided. And I'm sad because I fear too many are frozen out there, unspoken for, while brutal reality hits them in the face. I always thought that the great thing about this country was that we could sit down to dinner with anybody at the table and enjoy camaraderie and fellowship. That's what I always thought and was told. That's what all the posters on the wall at my elementary school said. But that's not real, and I'm having a hard time understanding what is real right now, and I want to do a radio show where we get to have fun and talk sports, the sports that we love, and have very real moments that allow us to understand that we are human, and I want to invite every listener to share in that experience. What's happening right now in cities across America has us asking a lot of questions, and I don't want anybody to come to the table feeling that they can't ask or that their questions are dumb or that they're lesser for asking those questions. Hopefully, we can make something good out of this, something good out of something that a lot of people think is spoiled, too spoiled, unfixable. But I'm encouraged because some people are doing this thing right, and more people who've been afraid to speak up are now taking part. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you to open your minds and your ears to discussion. And if you can't do that today or tomorrow or in the future, then I'm afraid you've picked the wrong show. Because we're going to talk about things that make you uncomfortable from time to time. We've done that since we started this show. That's how I think we've gained listeners along the way, is because we make things uncomfortable. We're also going to have jokes that make you laugh your balls off, and that's going to make you uncomfortable. That's what most of Mike's jokes are. They're right in that vein of making you uncomfortable, but they're really funny. So if you think you can, then I hope we can get started and have fun today. So guys, for the guys on the show, I want to ask you, where are we and where are we going?
I'm going to go to you first, Bassick.
Okay. I think we're in a really tough place right now, and it's Corey, I appreciate everything you said, and I agree with everything you said. Our leadership is lacking right now, and I will say this: where we are, I hope this, and I don't know, but I hope this. Coronavirus has shut down a lot of our entertainment. can't really go to movies, can't watch any real sports. And
that,
maybe, I don't know if this is going to happen, but I hope so, is I didn't have anything to do last night. As in, usually I have three kids. I have a wife that works full time. Our lives are 1,000 miles an hour every second of our lives. It's a very fast-paced life. So when things like this has happened in the past, which unfortunately they happen, and they're still happening, we have a baseball game to go to. We have a soccer game to go to. We have flag football to go to. We have an event with some company we need to go to. We have something that always happens. Well, last night we didn't have those things because our world is at a slow pace right now when it comes to a lot of those things in our lives. So I went to downtown Dallas. I went to the Dallas Police Department. I was there. And usually me and my wife took our kids, and we wouldn't have time to do that. And so maybe, hopefully, through this, that there's no distraction today to just distract us from all that and just put it in the past and just, hey, let's just keep moving forward. Maybe out of this coronavirus, and I don't know if this is going to happen, but I hope, maybe we keep protesting and maybe we change some things in our country and in our city that have to be changed, that needed to be changed. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's my hope, is through this, to me at least, slowness, where I want to get involved. I don't want our country, I don't want our city being this, and I've ignored it because I have a life that goes super fast, and I'm just like, man, that's horrible. But I got a baseball game to go to. I gotta do pre and post for. I was supposed to do pre and post for the Rangers last night, but like, there's no baseball, so that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that maybe through this that we can have action.
So I choose to. By the way, I also choose to read the fan text. So for people who are positive, great. For people who are negative, fair enough. I'm not afraid of engaging with you as well. I choose to be optimistic. I know for some people that might be bizarre and it might be a weird time to be optimistic, especially if you look at just social media or whatever. But I choose to be optimistic because of some of the conversations that I've had with people over the weekend, people of a variety of races, because it's really interesting too that sometimes it feels like it just comes down to it's a white and a black thing, and there's lots of other races that are definitely invested in this as well. So I got to be involved in several conversations over the weekend, and the first one kind of went like this. Like, it was just a group of four of us, and I was like, man, I know it's probably naive, but I think it'd be cool if there was like another group of four people like on my street, and then the street over, and then the next block, and the next city, and the next state, and all of that. And like, I know it's not going to happen the way everybody wants it to happen with these big, giant, sweeping steps. At least I don't believe that. But a couple steps in the right direction, hell, a step in the right direction, I think matters. And so even having a conversation, I was like, this is a great conversation because, like Corey said, I wasn't afraid to ask some questions, not really knowing the answer or where some things came from. I think it's okay to say, I don't know. Like, if you don't think everything is about race, and I see that some people are angry about that, maybe just ask a question. Like, can you tell me why this specific thing makes you say racism? Or this specific thing leads you to, you know, endemic factors that go back generations? It's okay to ask a question if you genuinely want to know the answer and you genuinely don't know the answer. And I was fascinated when, you know, Mike said, I think we should talk about this last night. Because, you know, Mike, I'm not trying to like put you on the spot or anything like that, but it may be sometimes like getting involved in like super controversial ideas is like not necessarily the number one thing that you always want to do. So I was like, all right, okay, well, let's have this conversation on the show as well. And look, there are a lot of people that are hurting out there, and I can't understand their hurt. Like, I can see it, and I can be like, oh, yeah, I get it hurts. But I also understand I don't really get some of the levels of hurt. Some I can, some I can't. And, you know, ask questions wherever you feel like you don't understand if you think that will help just you. I can only just speak for me as an individual.
And I guess just to what you said, Kevin, is I kind of want it to just go away and get better and to not be involved. And I realize that that's not working. And so that's why last night I said, man, I mean, this is what our country, this is what our city is going through right now. And I just felt like, in my heart felt like, if I just ignore it again, then how much am I a problem or issue?
Now, one of my questions to you guys is, because we saw protests. We saw peaceful protests over the weekend. We saw riots. We saw looting. And I think what happens in this situation is whenever the riot part happens, that's whenever somebody's going to say, well, now we have to use force. And that part of it is, I don't think, the effective part. That's just me. That's just what I see when I see these things that become the staged events that grow up and spurt upon us like this. So the protests, I agree, Mike, keep going. Keep doing that part of it because it brings the vision, the sight to it. Now, my question is, what's the next step? You know, like, because, Kevin, you and I have discussed this. The only change is legislation. The only changes that can really be made is that something at the top all the way through has to be fixed somewhere. So voting is the only way to change that. Is that going to be available to us come November? Is that going to – so, and again, man, this is the part of the political part of it that's really difficult to dissect. But right now what we're seeing is not just black, not just white, not just Asian or brown or Latino. Not, it's a bunch of people all walking together saying something. And that's something that's moving to me because there are a bunch of people for whatever purpose. Reggie, you look concerned.
I don't agree with the point that voting is what's going to change this because we live in a polar political system. Yep. In which there's one or the other. And oftentimes, regardless of which political party is in power, these things still happen. We can talk about these things happening now under the current president and under the last president. These things happened. So I think that is naive perspective. To your original two questions, where are we? Currently, we're in a place where we've been in a been for a very, very long time. These things are reminiscent of things that we saw in past years, in past decades, in past centuries. We have been here for a very long time. And there have been incremental steps of where you can maybe see that there's progress. But is that enough? Right? Like, we can say on a journey of 1,000 miles that we have walked 2, 3, 4, 5, 500, but is that enough? Now, where are we going? That is entirely dependent upon you. You being very many different people, right? Like, how willing are you to accept what is happening? How willing are you to stay out of the fray? How willing are you then to go and educate yourself and maybe not even ask for someone else's labor to educate you? How willing are you to allow this to continue to happen? How willing are you to allow this to continue? So, yeah, like it's entirely dependent upon you. You have to make the decision that this is something. How willing are you to allow whatever writing, whatever to, you know, absolve you from doing the thing that is very clearly the right thing? How willing are you to allow those things to obscure your view to the state killing people without any real repercussions? 98.7% of police officer involved killings aren't even, there's not a charge brought. How willing are you to accept that, right? Like, and that will entirely determine where we are going.
When you say don't just lean on other people's work, I get educating yourself. I understood that part of it. But does that mean, like, don't automatically? Tell me more about what you mean by that, because I don't want to just make assumptions.
So I know that in times like these, it is natural to want to go to people and ask them what their experience is, sure. and that's fine. But it is also sometimes some folks' inclination to say, hey, please tell me how I need to do better. And if you really consider it, this is a person who probably is hurting in that moment, that then you are asking them to do the work of educating you or do the work of giving you more perspective. And you know what? Honestly, for me personally, and I know there's plenty of people that mimic or, you know, mirror my feeling. I'm tired, man. I really am. You know what I mean? I'm tired. So, like, there's instances in which it's like, hey, man, there people have been talking about this for a very long time. It's been documented. Maybe look at that. Maybe look at some of the other things that are out there. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't ask, but understand some folks are tired, man.
Yeah, I had actually had a conversation with somebody over the weekend, and the first thing I asked her, I was like, do you get tired of people asking you questions and feel, and I've asked you that in the past, Reggie, do you get tired of feeling as though there's some obligation that you have to speak on this? And I was like, it's not your job to educate the white people, but like, you're one of the few people I see every single day. I was like, I see my son, I see my fiance, and I see the people up here at work every single day. But I was curious about, like, if I was black, I think it would beat me down that, like, people wanted to talk about this when something came up. Like, it's okay to talk about this when everything seems fine on the surface, because there's probably still issues, just like there's been issues for years and years and years. It doesn't have to only come up with when something horrible happens. All right. Well, there you go.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.